The Wisconsin Oneida have been trying for 25 years to convince the state of New York to return thousands of acres of land the state took from the tribe in the late 1700s. Both the New York and Canadian branches of the tribe have also been negotiating, and efforts to cut a package deal with all three tribes have repeatedly failed. Now, Wisconsin tribal officials say the deal signed last week by the New York tribe and New York Governor George Pataki is also doomed to fail. Wisconsin Oneida tribal attorney Bill Gulnick says the federal government will not approve a plan that lacks the support of two of the three tribal nations it affects.
Since the foundation of this is treaty documents that affect all Oneidas, one Oneida cannot vacate a treaty for the other two.
And Gulnick says the 15,000-member Wisconsin tribe will not accept a deal written by the 1,000-member New York tribe that includes a monetary payment but no land.
Culturally, we're very obligated to ensure that there be some land as part of any settlement. We have 11,000 years of our ancestors beneath that soil, and it's something of extreme importance to us as Oneida people, that it was taken from us illegally, and we found ourselves in Wisconsin, is the basis for the suit in the first place.
Gulnick says the Wisconsin tribe hopes to meet with Governor Pataki soon to reopen negotiations. Both the New York and Wisconsin Oneida want to open casinos as part of the land settlement with the state. Gulnick says the gambling halls are considered part of the damage claim in the land suit. Governor Pataki recently received legislative approval to sign gaming compacts for three new casinos in the area included in the Oneida land claim. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.